about there, because the landscape's so much better than this great intersection, it would take up less property. I would be willing to furnish some material for the roundabout for landscaping. But I think it'd be a lot better for the city, it would be better for my property, and I just think it's the thing to do.
That's on the schedule.
Doug, did you give your name and address? We have to have it.
I think you all know me, Doug.
No, but we have to have it for the record.
Yeah, I treasure that.
Okay, could you please give us your name and address for the record?
Doug Connolly. You want me to repeat my story?
Yeah, please, because we.
Okay, well, I would like to see the council consider a roundabout for Portal Way and Hughes, rather than a straight intersection. And it would take up a little bit less area and look a lot better. It could be landscaped and look a lot better coming into the city. So I would request that. I'm having to give up some property to have it done anyway. So I would think that it would be the thing to do to put a roundabout in there.
Isn't Portal Way a federal highway, federal road?
Portal Way is a state highway. We have a funded project on Hughes that includes an intersection realignment. At this point in time, it is an intersection alignment that does require, and Doug has dedicated right-of-way to that as a part of the general binding site plan for his property. A roundabout, I do not think, has been considered, and I can certainly broach it with the designer, because we have, you know, we haven't even started conceptual design yet. We're under contract. I think you just approved the contract at the last meeting.
Would that be on the state road, though?
It would be on the state road, and so the state would have to be incredibly involved, although they will be involved in any event, because we're still going to be adjacent to the state road, so they always like to get their fingers in things.
Could you broach the state?
I would be happy to bring that up to our designer and have him do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's worth considering.
One of the problems would be the proximity of the railroad track in that scenario.
Well, and as Mr. Connolly indicated, he's already dedicated right-of-way, and so it would need to be skewed away from the railroad tracks if it were to take place.
Well, you know, let's get the designer to take a look. I mean, Doug, you understand we're dealing with a state highway, and so it's not up to us to make that decision. It's up to the state to decide.
I paid the city $90-some thousand for that corner.
Yeah.
And I'd like to preserve as much of it as I can, and I think a roundabout could take less area up off of my property, and it would definitely look better. And it seems like it's a coming thing throughout the area. Roundabouts move traffic much faster to the intersection, and if a roundabout there would slow the speeders down a little bit on that road too, which would be a very important factor.
The one thing I could say about roundabouts adjacent to railroad tracks is that if the railroad is holding back traffic, there would need to be essentially a storage lane provided for all the people waiting to turn for the railroad, so that the roundabout doesn't become deadlocked. And so that would likely might take even more right-of-way. But we could certainly do a conceptual and look at it.
I think it would be better all the way around, and I don't think it's going to take any more of my property. In fact, probably a little bit less.
Okay.
And I think it would be a big improvement, and it can't, like I say, it can be landscaped so it looks attractive. An intersection doesn't have any, no class to it, you might say.
Glad to consider it, Doug. Thank you very much for your comments. Is there if there's no other business, we will adjourn the meeting.